A Delaware tax preparer will spend nearly 7 years in prison for orchestrating a $9 million ripoff of the federal government during the coronavirus pandemic. WHYY's Chris Barrish combed through court records to reveal the audacious scam.
J.D. Solano drove a bright green McLaren sports car that he parked at Rocket Income Tax and his modest home on Wilmington's outskirts. He started an e-commerce company and a social media marketing biz. But his sudden affluence in 2021 came from masterminding a massive fraud. Solano's victim was the nearly $1 trillion Paycheck Protection Program that helped businesses avoid layoffs during the pandemic. Solano used a Facebook group to find owners of shell companies who had no employees. He created fake tax and payroll records for 62 businesses, including two of his own. He kept $1.3 million of the $9.1 million for himself.
There were 62 loans processed, and they were across the board all fictitious. There were no legitimate loans. So eventually, there was going to be some scrutiny that the employees don't exist, the tax documents don't exist. It was almost like he lost his mind.
That's Todd Spodek, Solano's lawyer. His client's scheme involved partners in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and other states. Six others have been indicted, and two already pleaded guilty to bank fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering. Authorities would not agree to be interviewed, but acting Delaware U.S. Attorney Julianne Murray said in a statement that those who pilfer taxpayer money will be brought to justice. Solano's fraud was the biggest uncovered in Delaware, but billions of dollars were stolen nationwide from the COVID-19 relief program. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.